From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. A clear, concise definition of navigable waters is set to be replaced with more confusing terminology, released in an EPA ruling December 30th. The Alabama Farmers Federation has joined ag organizations across the country, expressing concern over this newest federal definition. Federation President Jimmy Parnell says, as farmers, we want and need to protect the nation's waters, but this rule muddies the water for property owners and will make conservation more difficult and create huge liabilities for farmers. Over the last two decades, the strongest job gains in rural America were in smaller industries that tend to employ high-skilled workers, with the highest growth in the real estate industry. USDA Economic Research Service reports also show rapid growth in the administrative services, healthcare and social assistance, scientific and technical services, education, and finance and insurance. Consistent with this shift, the percentage of rural college-educated workers increased from 21.5% in 2012 to 23.8% in 2019. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson will keynote the inaugural Plant-Based Products Council annual conference in Washington, D.C., March 27th through 29th. The Pennsylvania Republican will share Congress's priorities for the 2023 Farm Bill, growing the bioeconomy, rural economic development, and fostering innovation in agriculture. The association's inaugural conference will explore the innovations, business models, and policies influencing the entire bioproducts lifecycle.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.